you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, this half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Marcus Reed, Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. Despite their best efforts, there's no such thing as suit insurance. If that were the case, we all would have bought bucket loads. What? Admit it. You're tempted. Customer service means everything to them. So they're going to make sure you're fully insured, and they're going to make sure they'll figure out any way they can to save you money. It is all at Purdy Insurance. Marcus Reed and Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. So here it is, the final Thursday of the regular season in high school football. How about that? So, Todd, what's our order here? Is Greg first? Or
Mr. Wetzel is first. He's ready to roll.
Greg. You find out a lot when a team gets to bounce back mode. What did you say?
Well, Steve, they did bounce back. They won, but it might have been their sloppiest game of the year. And not taking anything away from Montoursville, but I don't think Montoursville played their cleanest game of the year either. A lot of missed tackles, but the Green Dragons made big plays when they had to, both offensively and defensively. And I think sometimes that's a sign of a good team when you don't play your best and still come out on top.
Is it, at this point, I mean, I know they were coming off a loss, but is it not just physical fatigue, but it's at some point playing 10 straight weeks is a little bit like, you know, mental fatigue?
You know, I think you're right. I think that's a good point that, you know, I hate to look back when I played sports, Steve, because that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But you know, you get to the end of football season or soccer season, whatever season you might be playing right now, and you're thinking, boy, I'm going to be starting to play basketball or wrestling season comes next. And, you know, you're looking ahead of, oh, this is the end of my senior year. This could be my last football game. But, you know, your mind starts to drift sometimes instead of focusing on what needs to be done at that time. And I think you might be seeing some of that with some of the players. Not all of them, but I think some of them, you see that. I went to practice Tuesday. It probably was the worst practice I've seen all year on Tuesday. Now, is that because, well, we have our district seeding sewed up? We think we have the second seed. You know, Mifflinburg only has a 4-5 record. You know, we're going to win this game. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it. And as you know, as the farther you go in sports, it's no longer a matter of physical capability. It's mental capability. The more mental tougher you are, the better you're going to be in sports at the higher level.
I wasn't smart enough to be mentally fatigued, so it was like, I think I went along. I was like, I was so happy I was playing; it didn't really matter to me. That's just me.
I guess I understand.
Little brown, like, there's motivation. It's, you know, you've got Mifflinburg. It's a little brown jug game. Does this mean more to the older fan in the stands, or do you think it means something to the kids?
I think it means more to the older fans in the stand than it does to the kids right now. It used to be, it was the Little Brown Jug game, and it was the battle for football supremacy in Union County. Guess what? Now the Little Brown Jug is divided out into all sports that Lewisburg and Mifflinburg compete against each other.
Yeah.
So if Lewisburg loses the football game, or Mifflinburg loses the football game, they can still win the Little Brown Jug by beating us in wrestling, or we beat them in wrestling, basketball, boys and girls, track and field, all the sports. So the game has lost some of its meaning in terms of the Little Brown Jug. But I think right now with Mifflinburg's season the way it is, this game means more to them than it does to Lewisburg because they can finish 500. They can't improve their seeding in districts, but they can go from an 0-5 start to all of a sudden you're 5-5. And I think that's a big goal for these Mifflinburg kids.
Yeah, I understand that because that's like the Cy-Hawk Trophy. I mean, yeah, they play the football game with Iowa State. But yeah, it goes through the whole year. You're like, okay, whatever. Good luck to you.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Like, it's okay.
I've had some conversations with the athletic director from Mifflinburg about this very issue, about making it just a football-only trophy right now and going for another trophy for all sports. You know, have the whole season. Have like two little brown jugs, so to speak. One just for football and one for all the other sports.
Yeah. Okay, so the matchup with Mifflinburg, what are a couple things you're going to be looking for tomorrow night?
I want Mifflinburg to run for less than 50 yards in the night. And the reason I say that, they're a pass-first team, Steve.
Right.
And if they get their rushing attack going, Lewisburg is in a world of trouble defensively. Chad Martin's the quarterback for Mifflinburg. He's about 6'4", 220 pounds. He's their leading rusher. He's thrown for over 1,800 yards in a year. He also plays linebacker on defense. He is one heck of an athlete, a really good player. And if Lewisburg can't control the line of scrimmage and stop that running game, they're going to be in some trouble defensively. They're going to have to score a lot of points to win the game.
Always a pleasure. We will talk next week, which is cool.
I will be there.
All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Greg.
Yep, you take care.
All right. Who's next in the cavalcade of champions here?
It sounds like me for now.
You? Talking about Sealands Grove?
Yeah, well, I haven't heard from the chief at all either. Week 10.
Week 10. Suit said don't go on with him. Does whatever the suit tells him to do. It's unbelievable. Well, let's talk about Sealands Grove, because Sealands Grove, okay, here they are. They've got their game with Danville coming up. And Danville's coming off the win over Sugarlummi. And Sealands Grove had an impressive win. They beat Berwick. And that's a terrific win for them. I mean, across the board, that had to feel good for a lot of people there.
Yeah, it did. And I think they were impressed by the way they went about it as well. The Seals have kind of struggled throwing the ball for the most part this season. They got that part of the offense untracked. Gavin Bastian, who has started for four seasons for them at wide receiver, broke Ryan Kaiser's career record for yardage in the game, and then also broke Ryan Shuck's record for career receptions. So Gavin got both of those records against Berwick. And, you know, the Berwick running back, Tymir Wilkerson, had three runs of over 50 yards, but Berwick could not, only threw the ball three times, and one of those was picked off and returned for an interception. So the defense played pretty well again as well, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a great win for them. Now they've got this game with Danville, coming up this week as well with Danville on the road. I mean, you know a lot about Danville, so I mean, what issues will they face?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Danville is Danville's really beat up right now. They're 9-0, number one in Class 3A, but I think they're down five or six starters. The leading receiver, Cole Duffy, he was in a boot last week, but he was able to play in the state golf tournament this week. So we'll see if he's healthy enough to play football on Friday. You know, Danville's heavily favored in this one, but this is kind of a matchup for Sealands Grove that they match up pretty well. They're kind of Sealands Grove's strength and physicality is probably, you know, I don't want to say it's a weakness for Danville, but they're not real big physically, and Sealands Grove's a little bit bigger than them. So I feel like it's gonna look a lot like that Schick game did last week, where the Braves kind of were able to hang around for about a quarter and a half, and then Danville kind of took over because, you know, Bo Sheptock is having probably the best overall running back season in the area. He leads the area in rushing. He has 25 rushing touchdowns, and he's kind of been the one to bail out the Ironmen when they've kind of struggled a bit offensively this season. And, you know, I've talked a little bit about this in other places. I think one of the things Danville, you know, people are a little off on Danville right now is, you know, the last 2 years they've really blown people out and have, you know, averaged almost 50 points a game. You know, their quarterback, Madden Patrick, threw 48 touchdowns last season, and they're just not as explosive this year. Mm-hmm. But they're also winning all those games. They may not be by mercy rule, but they're still winning by two or three touchdowns. And I think we're kind of allowing what we saw the last couple of years to kind of affect our expectations for this year's team.
Normally, in years gone by, it would be Shikellamy Selinsgrove playing this game. I just talked to Greg about Mifflinburg-Lewisburg. I realize with the playoffs, which are all important, and obviously if you like have a pulse, they let you in. But are we missing something by not having that last game be a rivalry game?
I kind of think so, because I think we're going to find out, you know, the hype is already overloaded out at Mount Carmel for their rivalry game at the end of the year, with both teams with one team at 9-0 and the other team at 6-2. And that's, right. To be honest, that's the only one that really gets the blood going around here right now, is that coal bucket game. Most of these other rivalry games, we've gotten to the point where one team is exponentially better than the other, or it's along the lines of, you know, Selinsgrove Schick is always the last 10, 12, even when I was in high school, has always been more, the adults were more concerned about it. We were always, even when I was in high school, we were always friendly with the Schick kids. I mean, it wasn't really, life or death for us. It was more it was for the older people.
Southern Columbia is not having a typical Southern Columbia season. That happens. But they've got Shikellamy here at the end. How tough a matchup is this for Shikellamy to compete with this team?
I don't think it's quite as tough a matchup as it normally would be. The Tigers are, don't get me wrong, the Tigers are a good team. They ran for 450 yards last week in a win over Bloomsburg, but they're not. It's not the Tigers of the last couple years right now.
Right.
But it is a tough matchup for the Braves. But you know, right now, since under Coach Mike Hoover, these guys have been playing much better football. I think Dave. The chief has touched on it a couple times. Just the vibes around the program are a little better, mm-hmm. and you know they've been in these games. They've played these teams tough. It's just a matter they're just not quite as talented as them, and I think that's probably what ends up happening here. They're probably in this one for two or three quarters until Southern has the ability to kind of wear them down and put them away late.
Shamoke and Mount Carmel. I know we're not carrying the game. Are you covering this game?
Oh, I am definitely covering this game.
Okay. So break this game down for me as to what you see between Shamokin and Mount Carmel.
I think the biggest thing is going to be mental, to be honest. Both teams match up pretty equally. I think the biggest edge comes on the defensive side of the ball. I think Shamokin's got a little bit of a defensive edge just because, you know, there are some marks on that Mount Carmel defense. You know, that North Skokie was able to put some yards on them. A couple other teams was able to move the ball on them. You know, but, you know, the argument to that is, you know, they did a good job against Danville in that loss a couple weeks ago. So, I think this one's going to be pretty mental. This is definitely the biggest crowd either of these kids are ever going to play in front of. I don't think if either team would happen to make the state final this year that there would be a bigger crowd at the state final there, and there's going to be for this one on Friday night out at the Silver Bowl. Shamokin hasn't had an undefeated regular season since 1991, nor have they beaten Mount Carmel since 1995. So there's kind of the pressure on those kids to kind of finish this off, because the way this rivalry goes, it might be a little flip, but people aren't going to remember the 9-0 if they lose this one this week, and that's just kind of the sad fact of it, and that's a lot of pressure on those Shamokin kids. And of course, if you're Mount Carmel, you don't want to be the team that lost the streak from 1995 to to be the first team to lose to Mount Carmel in almost 30 mm-hmm. years. So I think there's just going to be a lot of pressure on the game. I think it'd be a good chance. Both teams are tight early, a little bit emotional, and until they settle in, it's going to be a tight one. It's going to be a physical one, and it's going to be a packed place. I heard as of Tuesday, Shamokin had sold 2,000 tickets for their side of the field. So,
really,
yep,
wow, very, very impressive.
It's get there early.
I won't be here. I won't be here.
It was the universal you.
We'll take a break. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.